Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
At least 5 people killed, 200 reported injured, 40 seriously. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge at the scene.
The scene of that horrific attack has been completely closed off. Police here keeping us back. Germany's leader, Olaf Scholz, saying dozens more of the victims are now fighting for their lives. German officials are not yet calling this a terrorist attack, and there has been no comment from police on the suspect's motive.
President Biden has just signed a stopgap funding bill passed by Congress overnight. The bill avoids a government shutdown just before the holidays. Missing from the deal is President-elect Trump's demand for a debt ceiling increase. The FDA approving the weight loss drug Zepbound to help treat sleep apnea. It's the first medication for the disorder, which affects about 39 million Americans. The FDA calling it a major step forward. This is ABC News. A Missouri judge ruled that the state's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment in the state protecting abortion rights. The city of Miami is hamming it up for the holidays.
The White House historically pardons turkeys for Thanksgiving, but in South Florida around this time of year, it's a whole different animal. Pigs.
A full mayoral pardon for our lucky friends, Glinda and Elphaba, and wish them many happy, healthy years ahead.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava publicly pardoning the 2 pigs named for the leads of the musical Wicked, sparing them a possible roasting for a traditional Cuban-American Christmas feast. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The pigs are set to live out their remaining years at an animal shelter near Miami. No one hit all numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing, meaning that Tuesday's drawing is now expected to be worth $944 million. If someone wins the big jackpot, it'll be the biggest Mega Millions payout ever in December. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is mostly cloudy and 13 degrees at 12:03. Look for partly sunny and rather cool conditions today with a high of 18, partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 10, and partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and not as cold tomorrow with a high of 30. Once again, currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy, and our current temperature is 13 degrees.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Saturday, December 21st. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a growing positivity rate for norovirus cases. According to health officials, the highly contagious virus had a positive test rate of about 19% through the last week of November. That total was nearly 10% higher than the positive rate at the beginning of November. The virus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu, and symptoms could include vomiting and diarrhea. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced a seventh consecutive month of record-high employment. According to a press release, Wisconsin's labor force grew by about 7,200 over the month of November to surpass the previous record high set in October. Workforce officials say the state's unemployment rate has remained steady at just under 3%, staying below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The employment data is tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Madison, Wisconsin police chief has been named as the chief of police in Seattle. Friday's announcement comes 5 days after he was thrust into the national spotlight because of a school shooting in Madison that killed a teacher and student. Sean Barnes' departure comes as Madison police are still in the early days of their investigation into what motivated 15-year-old Natalie Samantha Rupnow to open fire at Abundant Life Christian School. Teacher Aaron West and 14-year-old freshman Ruby Patricia Vergara were killed. Authorities say Rupnow killed herself. Barnes was a known finalist for the Seattle job before the shootings. Make sure you're getting a lottery credit on your property tax bill. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds you to closely check your bill this year to ensure your lottery credit is being applied. This year's credit should be around $213 per household. You can only claim the credit once each year on your primary residence. If you think you're not getting the credit, check the state tax portal online at revenue.wi.gov. A notorious Southeast Wisconsin landlord is settling claims made against him. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Yusuf Joe Barada will pay over $1.7 million in damages for repeatedly violating state tenants' right laws. As part of that agreement, numerous eviction judgments will be vacated and removed from the record, and Barada will have to fund rent assistance programs as well as pay for move-out assistance for anyone being evicted from their apartments or rentals. He will also have to pay out in excess of $1 million to tenants who are illegally charged late fees at his properties. AG Josh Call says tenants' right laws are there for a reason, and that's the landmark resolution will enforce those protections. The State Building Commission denies funding for a new UW-Madison engineering building. Republican legislatures on the commission's this week blocked reallocation of $70 million for building projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses. Senator Andre Jock of DePere said they were caught off guard. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu of Oostburg wrote in a letter to the UW President Jay Rothman that no votes were in the response to a lack of transparency and inability or unwillingness to answer critical questions about the engineering building and projects at UW-Whitewater and UW-Stout. The Board of Regents earlier this year approved a roughly $72 million funding increase for the engineering project. The proposed funds reallocation would include putting $29 million towards those costs. Governor Tony Evers said in a statement that support for UW continues to face partisan obstruction. He said the commission will vote on the proposal again in January. And a man accused of leading Milwaukee police on a high-speed chase in a U-Haul truck has been formally charged. 45-year-old Willie Nelson faces two counts of recklessly endangering safety, fleeing from police, and hit and run. Police say Nelson was wanted for a parole violation when he fled from officers in that truck last month. The chase reached speeds of 80 miles per hour in residential areas, and two squad cars were damaged when Nelson allegedly drove at police. Nelson is being held on a $13,000 bond and will be back in court in January. WRCO News Time is 12:10 when WRCO News return. Michelle Reinen reports on gift card frauds.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 12 degrees at 12:13. During the holidays, many consumers give gift cards as presents to family, friends, and coworkers. Gift cards are a great idea if you are unsure of what to buy for the recipient or as a last-minute resort in case you forgot to purchase a gift. When purchasing a gift card, consumers need to be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The thing with gift cards is that scammers have done some different tricks with gift cards, especially during the holiday season. So they've actually started placing stickers with a fake barcode over real gift cards. And so what can happen is when you go to pay and activate your gift card, you're not activating the one you have in your hands if you don't notice the sticker. You're actually activating the one the scammer has. And so you're giving them the money on that gift card that they have in their hands because of that. So we need consumers to be cautious when purchasing those gift cards this holiday season.
When a tampered gift card is purchased, there is a chance it might be worthless when used.
They've tampered with gift cards to pick up the barcode on them that are sitting there at the kiosk with the security code. And so when they're activated, they often are draining them before they're even given to the gift recipient. So buy your gift cards as close to the time period when you're going to give it as possible and get that recipient to use it as quickly as possible. Or if they have an account with the retailer that you purchased it for, load that amount onto their cart until they select what they're going to purchase. So it's there waiting for them as opposed to the scammer draining that gift card.
If you have received a gift card, Michelle Reinen says that you are able to check in advance to make sure the card is still good and the amount of funds is available.
It's really important that you give an activation receipt when you're giving a gift card. And then if you receive one, like I said, try and use it as quickly as possible or load it into your account. But you can, as soon as you get it, often there are instructions and information out on how to check the balance of a gift card. And so pay attention to those terms and conditions that you receive when purchasing them and pass them along to the recipient so they can monitor and keep track of that gift card and know notice if there's any suspicious activity. And if there is, report that to the retailer as quickly as possible to see if there's any recovery steps that can be taken.
If you have been a victim of a gift card scam or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Today is the first official day of winter. Join friends and family at Frank's Hill this evening to view the setting sun on the day of the year with the least amount of daylight, the winter solstice. If you are invited to join the festivities and remember events of the past year, a moment of silence will be observed for those who have passed away since the last trip around the sun. Following the sunset, you are welcome to gather around the campfire to share stories and learn more about Frank's Hill. Arrive by 4 to allow time to hike to the top of the hill, dress warm, and bring your own food and drink, and a chair for sitting around the fire. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and follow the field road to the top of the hill. The host for the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast has been announced. The host for the 2025 breakfast will be the Schmidt Farm, located east of Richland Center on Highway 14 near Gotham. And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Jennifer Judd. WRCO News Time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920 with high quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Winter weather is the time to have the coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center. We're ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. We also want to take the time to thank all of our loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Merry Christmas from everyone at Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Today is Saturday, December 21st. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life is being held from now until 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman is survived by his wife of 45 years, Gail, son, Wade and Michelle, daughter, Lane, two grandchildren, two brothers, Ron and Sherry Gilman, and Kirk Gilman and Cheryl Starr, sister, Carol Gilman, and Jamie Hofberger, sister-in-law, Vicki Headley, best friend, Thelma, son-in-law, Keith Schmidt, and several nieces and nephews and cousins. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday, December 28th, at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday, December 28th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Rabine is survived by her son, Gary and Jan Phillips, stepdaughter, Pat and Jim Seep Rabine, one grandson, one granddaughter, one step-grandson, two great-grandsons, one great-granddaughter, one step-great-grandson, twin sister, Lorraine Cordelieu, sister-in-laws, Karen Fowell and Marion Duran, brother-in-law, Tom Duran, several nieces and nephews, and good friends, Mark Ewing and Jan Schroeder. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died Sunday at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday, December 28th at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday, December 27th from 5 until 7 and again Saturday, December 28th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors of Peggy Reddy include her husband, Kim, son, Daniel and Katie Reddy, grandson, brother, Michael Wunicki, and Andrea Kaiser of Bear Valley, sister Kathleen and David Shane of Bear Valley, nieces and nephews, special cousin Tom and Lonnie Haas of Richland Center, sisters-in-law Linda Reddy and Dennis Bowers, Jeannie Blackborn and Gloria Cleghorn, all of Bagley, nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 29th, at 6, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, December 29th, from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Rudersdorf is survived by his parents, Jude and Kevin Rudersdorf of Richland Center, brother Kyle and Lauren Rudersdorf of Evansville, grandmother Arlene Fruit of Richland Center, two nieces, many aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Kathy Jeffers is survived by a daughter, Shannon Newton and Justin Pinch of Richland Center, three grandchildren, one great-grandchild, significant other, Jim Fry of Richland Center, two sisters, Carolyn Anderson and Deb Anderson, nieces, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Keith and Lori Durst and Kevin and Aaron Jelenic. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hope you're staying warm, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Of course, we had some temperatures slipping slightly below zero overnight, but we will see a gradual warming trend now over the next 4 or 5 days as the Arctic air slips away off to the east, replaced with mild Pacific air. Temperatures should be running a good 10 degrees above normal for most of Christmas week. Now, in general, fairly quiet weather shaping up the next several days. Pretty good for travel conditions. We will have to keep an eye on the situation for late Sunday night into Monday morning. A front coming by may produce some scattered light mixed precipitation across southern Wisconsin. The better chance of an inch or two of snow will be over the central and northeast part of our state, and especially as you go over toward lower Michigan. Once that moves away, quiet for the most part until a little bit of moisture comes up from the south, may cause some patchy freezing drizzle as we get into Christmas Day. Wednesday and Thursday. That could turn into some heavier showers toward the end of the week and into next weekend, so definitely stay tuned for your latest forecast. Here's that update for the rest of today. Partly sunny and chilly with highs in the upper teens. Light wind becoming southeast, up around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, low near 10 degrees. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and not quite as cold. High close to 30, south to southeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night, cloudy skies, low at 27. Monday, mainly cloudy and warmer, patchy drizzle or flurries possible in the morning, high 37. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, low 27, high about 36. Christmas Day, cloudy with a chance of some light rain or drizzle, fog possible later. Low 29, high 38. Thursday cloudy with scattered drizzle and fog. Steadier rain may move in at night. Low 31 with a high of 40. Friday dreary and mild with rain showers tapering down. Still some fog. Low 34 with a high of 42. Have yourself a great weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 14 degrees after a morning low of 9 below. Yesterday's high was 31, and we received a dusting of snow. Record high set back in 1877 is 58 degrees, and the record low is 22 below that was set back in 1872. Last year's high was 39 with a low of 30. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:29, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:31. Winds are out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 10. The barometer reading is 30.35, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 14 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Meyer Oil & LP extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Come on.
the late, great Marvin Gaye with Let's Get It On. Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. How we doing today on this last Saturday before Christmas? Hopefully you've got everything taken care of. You know, your turkey is out if you're making a turkey so it can thaw. You've got the gift purchased for that special someone. You know, all that fun stuff. Hopefully that's all going well for you. Hopefully. This is a little bit of the Kinks with their Father Christmas.
Presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and bugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Sister, a cuddly toy. We don't want a jigsaw or Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us a noise. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us the money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up and don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us a noise. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. While you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it some noise.
See how they run.
The Beatles with Lady Madonna. Here is Dusty Springfield, another Brit. Got a bunch of Brits in a row. This is Give Me the Night. Dusty Springfield with the beautiful Give Me the Night. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, Saturdays with Simo. They would include Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, and Pine Valley Community Village. Thank you very much to each and every one of those businesses for sponsoring the show today. We're going to take a break and hear some of their kind words, and upon our return, we will hear some Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock. Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude. They're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours. Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street. The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
How important is family support and affection to you? It's a basic need and most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Here at Harvest, we have caregivers who've been with us since 1995. A couple of them even live among our residents. So beyond caring for the elderly, they have the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly, an unusually strong family bond with the folks they serve. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in jingle Square. In the frosty air,
what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
Bobby Helms with the original Jingle Bell Rock. Here's Fats Domino singing I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. No, in mistletoe and present on the tree. Christmas Eve will find where the Lord light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Yes, Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only, only in my dream. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and present on Christmas. If only my dream. Oh, I'll be home for Christmas. If only my dream.
Sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something